Alpha 9, Echo Yankee, testing.
KEKP, sound clear.
Thank you, this is Alpha 9, Echo Yankee, just trying to get this DMR working. Sounds like it's working good, how about you?
Yeah, you sound good. I'm assuming you're coming in through a hotspot.
Well, no, it's a repeater over here in Seymour, Indiana.
Ah, okay. Looking at the Last Heard website, doesn't have you coming in through anything. But, fair enough. So you're coming through.
NAQYQ calling for a radio check, monitoring statewide 1, first time user looking for a radio check. November 8th, Quebec, GT, Quebec. NAWCV, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yep, first time user, figuring it out. So I appreciate the double check. Not a problem. Glad to help out there. Welcome to the DMR there. A lot of fun. I enjoy using this side of it. Still trying to figure it out myself, though, as well. All right, thanks. I had a friend over in Windsor. Was able to get me started, and thankfully started with a code plug that included quite a bit around the Windsor-Essex area and also Michigan. So I appreciate them doing it, and now the learning comes. So thanks. This is Jay in Detroit.
Hi, Jay. I think we spoke before. My handle is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. NAWCB, I think we've spoke on the Edison repeater, if I'm not mistaken, in the past.
Makes good sense. I can hit that one on, 2 watts and an HT from the house and or the GM. I can actually see that one from my second floor home office shack here. So that one doesn't even take a watt. But, yeah, nice to talk to you again, Dave. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. But thanks again. I appreciate the check and look forward to talking again. NAWCB, N8CYQ.
NAQYQ signed. NAWCB. Good talking to you again there, Jay. And again, I hope you enjoy the experience and the opportunity here with DMR Radio. And like I say, I hope to talk to you again soon on either side there. 73s, have a good day and a good weekend. NAWCB will be clear.
This is Alpha Alpha 9, Echo Yankee.
AA9EYN8QYQ.
KEREUH.
This is Alpha Alpha 9, Echo Yankee.
KF8FQN. KF8FQN. N8BZR on statewide 1. KE8FQN, KE8FQN, N8BZR on statewide 1. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, calling my, this is N8BZR on statewide 1, over. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, this is N8BZR on statewide 1.
W8LFN, statewide 1.
KF8FQN, N8VZR on statewide 1.
W2PT.
KF8DRC, KF8ATC, Shine Colin.
Nine,
and eight,
CELH is statewide 1. NACLH testing state 1. Detroit repeater this time with a different antenna.
NACLH. This is NACAF. You're on making a repeater loud and clear. Sound just fine.
I appreciate coming back, NACAF. I'm in a weird spot. I'm at QTH with a rubber ducky, not so good. I'm testing with a N9TAX Slim Jim antenna. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that antenna is working just fine.
Very good. Well, you have a good night. 73N8CLH.
Same to you, sir. This is N8CAF.
N-A-C-A-F, N-A-C-A-F, N-A-E-Z-R.
What's up, Brian? I heard you calling. I'm yakking with Tom over on the FBI network right now. What's going on?
Hi, Cliff. How you doing? I was calling on FBI by mistake. I sometimes don't see that red button that tells you the A and the B channel, and I missed it. I was just trying to see if this radio was working because I've been calling people all day and nobody's come back to me. How are you?
Too bad, all things considered. Can you get into FBI? Because Tom thinks he's out there all alone again.
Tom thinks he's what? I didn't catch what you said, but I'm going to switch over to FBI and check
right.
Tom. 73's Cliff. Talk to you later. This is Andy DCR out.
Yeah, Brian, he's coming over here, so stay put on the DMR.
Did you say Tom's on the DMR?
It'll be in a minute. After I told him I was talking to you over there, so I'll just hop in.
Okay, I'm switching over to FBI. Bye.
Okay, you keep bouncing. KKK Joe.
Hi, Tom. This is Brian, NACZR. How you doing?
Tired. Very tired. I still got to go home and eat. Been out since, 7 o'clock. Definitely a long day you pulled today, Tom. I do not envy you that part.
Were you on the road today? Where'd you go?
It was a return trip due to an escalation in Highland Park. I was out there yesterday since 9 o'clock. I didn't sleep until 9:30 last night. Got home at 10:30. And I said I'll be back Tuesday. Told the director of the facility I'll be back Tuesday. And people can't get indoors and everything else like that, so he made phone calls, and my coworker called me who was on vacation. He goes, we're going back tomorrow. We got to get this done, or you know what happened. I'm like, yeah, all right. Wasn't happy about it, but I'll meet you there. I understood it. It's between he and I, so we'll get it done, which we did. So everything's good to go, except for a couple doors. I'll be back Tuesday to finish those up. But we got it working, one door at a time. You get your way through any problem, just one step at a time, one piece at a time. And I got to do that tomorrow. I got to look at my skate. I got to figure out what bank is squeaking on the left front end now. Over to you, Brian.
Okay, guys, I'm going to say 73 because I'm at the airport picking somebody up. Good to hear from you, Tom. Good hearing from you, Cliff. 73 to everybody. This is NACZR, and we're out.
All right, Brian. We'll check at you later. 73 Tia from KCAK Joe. Go ahead, Cliff. All righty, Brian. You be safe out there. 73s and all the other good numbers to you. Are you door dashing, Cliff, or are you just at home? I'm done for the night with that. When I do the dinner crowd, it's always 6 to 9 p.m., and I finished up just about 9 o'clock. And did decent like I usually do. Like I said before, I can pull anywhere from $50 to $100 a day out of this. And it's usually closer to the 100 mark because I can usually get close to 50 bucks every time I go out for about 2-3 hours. And that's what I did tonight. So, for what I'm doing, got a halfway decent paycheck for the week.
There you go. Plain money.
Yeah, that's what this is going to be. Catch up on a lot of stuff. You know, it's 5 hours, actually 12 hours yesterday, so that's 5 hours of overtime, roughly. Started at 8, so 9:30, so it's 5 yesterday, and then another 12 today, so it's 17 hours of overtime in 2 days. That's going to go on next Thursday's timesheet because I already turned in my timesheet Thursday night for Friday, or Thursday night, you know, because of the holiday. So, yeah, I got 12 and 5:17 so far.
I remember those days at the plant. They would talk me into coming in on a Sunday or something like that, and I'd sit there for 8-10 hours with very, very little to do because I was a team leader. So I didn't have to do much but just keep an eye on the couple, three people on my team that were working, cleaning up messes and things like that, and restocking stuff. It's nice to be able to do that once in a while when I want to buy some new expensive toy. But, yeah, what I do for this week is it's just play money. Play money and gasoline money to go run around and stuff like that is what I do it for. Because the pension covers the bills and all that, but until I clear this mortgage, ain't a whole lot left over.
Yeah, same here. My wife went on shop a little bit. So I got to do some moving of money. But, hey, next Friday's paycheck is going to be decent. The Friday after that's going to be decent. So I'm not complaining. $50 an hour for a time and a half for 12 hours makes for a happy time. KKK show.
Made for a happy clip back in the day because that's about what I got for my time and a half was somewhere near the neighborhood of $50 an hour.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more than that, you know, because I make just something at 37, so it'll be a little bit more. I'm a happy camper.
So you get paid the same amount of money that Brian, the WPPD, that's what he got, because he was trades at Stellantis. I was in materials, so I was closer to the line rats paid. I was going down $32 an hour. You throw in another 16 on the first Sunday, yeah, $48 an hour? I was all over that.
100%?
Yeah,
that's what I like. You know, when I do these travels on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I mean, that makes for a good paycheck if we got to go distance. You know, if I make 5 hours of overtime a week, you know, it's not bad. It pays, like I said, it pays the bills, keeps me updated.
Yep. And I always tell myself, as long as my bills are paid, I'm okay.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I was getting to the point today, though, all my phones were dying. My Apple Watch guy, my work phone has like 5% left. We got done just in time. And then my personal phone was down there, too. So I was like, whoo. Running low on battery.
You need to carry a good battery pack with you for situations like that. And I do have a good one that I picked up off Amazon. I think it was like $38. This thing is a 50 amp hour portable battery for recharging stuff. You know, it's a brick. It's pretty healthy size. But so far for me having it, for emergencies and stuff like that, or a situation like you were in today, it is worth having.
Well, all I had to really do is go get my cord out of my van and then plug it into one of the servers that were there. And, you know, I would have had a charge that I was going.
Yeah, there is that. But if you want you want your device on you, you get one of these battery packs and a pouch to carry it in on your hip, and you can have your thing plugged in the whole time you're carrying it around with you and using it. That, to me, is the big advantage of those is that you can carry them with you. And it doesn't matter if you don't have access to a USB port somewhere or not. You know, you get a 50-amp-hour battery on your head. They'll recharge your phone like 10 times.
Yeah, I got a battery pack that charges pretty quick. It's in my other computer bag, which is in the Panda. So I forgot to grab it. I wasn't anticipating it being there all day. But that's all right. Gave the battery a workout. Now it's charging. It'll be good enough till the morning. When I get home, sit down, eat my dinner, they'll plug them in and let them charge a little bit more.
And speaking of dinner, you just remind me, I'm actually a little bit hungry. I should find myself a little something to eat before I think about crashing out.
Yeah, Melissa made chicken stir fry, and she took a picture of it and sent it to me. I'm like, whatever. But she knew I had to do this today. She knew the importance of getting it done.
And you'll have something waiting for you when you get there, which is always nice.
Oh, she'll probably pass out. I mean, I sent her a map going, you know, an ETA, so she can watch it. But my dog will probably wake her up because she gets old when I walk in the door.
Yeah, dogs are great. I love them. I love play ones like that, but they can be a little bit too noisy for my taste. So we tend to have cats over here. But yeah, Anna's already laying down and sleeping. She ended up working today, even though it's supposed to be her weekend off. And it kind of wore her out.
Well, my dog, she's very high energy, guys. She's a mountain cur witness, so she's a hunting dog and a race dog combined. And she's got springs for legs. And then my daughter's dog is a black lab pit bull, and she doesn't bark, but she gets super excited and she'll want at me so hard that she'll knock me over. She's got a lot of muscle behind her. And then our other dog is an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler. She's the old girl, and she just sits there, and we call her the little sidewinder because she curls her body up and walks sideways. You know, and then I give her scritches, and then she's all happy. PCAK Joe Freddy.
They all sound like they're a lot of fun. They do. NECAF.
Oh, yeah. They all have each have their own personalities. You know, but I wouldn't trade them for the world. I mean, our first dog was a Border Collie mix, and she was sharp as a tack. Mr. Geary, you know. She went away when she was 14, but still, she's the only dog I know that can open doors and turn the stove up for me to make the pancakes faster so they burn, so she gets free pancakes and waffles. She was smart.
She is pretty smart. One of my cats over here, Sour Black, her name is Valkyrie. She is just as smart. If I had rubber doorknobs, we'd be doomed. She knows how they work.
Oh, yeah, 100%. When we had our first house when she was a puppy, she didn't like loud noises, you know, either TV or something else. And when she wanted to be going her own quiet place, she used to walk down the hallway, jump up, and hit the handle on the door because it was a path, you know, like a lever door handle. She'd hit that, go in the bedroom, go around, shut the door, and then go lay on the bed and, you know, take a nap.
That kind of stuff has me wondering how people can think that the animals are not smart. Because they are. They're a lot smarter than any human is willing to give them credit for, generally speaking. And they just keep impressing me with some of the stunts they pull. And it's like it shows that they were thinking about what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Like Sophie, the pit bull, when she goes outside, she always runs with a toy. I'm like, put the toy down. And she'll spit it out, toss it behind the door, and then she'll run outside. And then Delilah, my dog, the monk cur, she'll just bolt out the door, go do her thing, and then she'll come running up to the door to come inside. And she's holding her outside ball. I'm like, put it down. It doesn't come in the house. And she'll drop it with her, you know, she pins her ears back, like, aw. And then she drops it, and she walks in the house, like, you're mean, Dad.
Yeah, she's right. You are a mean dog, Dad. I'm just kidding. I would have gone out there and played with her for a few minutes if she wanted to.
Well, you know, when the weather's better, and probably on Monday too, you know, when we're having a barbecue. She, you know, she's right next to me no matter where I go. And when it comes to my neighbors coming over, she'll sit by my neighbor or she'll just stay by me. And then we toss the ball, and she'll go run around with this big old hole to China, which my backyard looks like the moonscape right now. She's dug into a hole, you know, to bury her ball. I don't know, it astounds me sometimes, but she does it. So now I have holes in my yard again.
Joys of dog ownership. So I guess it's time to get out the wheelbarrow and the shovel and throw them back in.
Oh, exactly. She digs a hole, and it's, like, super deep, and then she lays in it, and since she's a brindle, you can't see her in the backyard. Now, Sophie, she's all black, and she's all playful and stuff, but she's dumb as a stump sometimes, because she'll be running around in the backyard, and she'll literally knock over, you know, run into the barbecue. She smacked it into the frame of the camper running underneath it, and she just keeps going. It's funny. It's the only dog I know that springs her tail from so much excitement.
The almighty tail of doom. God forbid that thing's pace going good enough in the house. It might break something.
Oh, yeah. She's a happy girl. And she's got a lot of... She's big. I mean, she's thick. She's a thick girl. She's about 60 pounds. And when she comes running full speed, I mean, she'll hit the, if she's jumped up on the couch and tipped it over from her weight, just folded it right over, just, you know, but my couch is in three sections, whereas the connector is in between each one. And she'll knock them loose and tip one side over. Oh, drives me nuts, though.
You wouldn't trade it for the world, would you?
Nope. When I get home, they're both going to, all three of them are going to jump on me and everything else like that. Then they settle down. And as soon as I sit on the couch, Sophie, the lap, she'll come running up and she'll be there before I even my derriere hits the couch.
She loves her daddy.
No, I'm Grandpa. The lap kid is my daughter's dog. But she's like 5, maybe 4. My dog, Delilah, she's the speedy one, and she's 6.
Yeah, quite a few years you've come over all of them. And I guess when I get over here, I already mentioned Harper. She's like, I think she's 7, 8, or 9 this year. I'd have to check the pen on that. She, we got her long enough ago that, as a kid, that I don't remember how old she is. But the other two we got, let's see, Valkyrie we got from someone who's had kittens. Odin is a feral catcher. He was the one to the litter, sickly, and basically he was dying on my doorstep. And so basically Hannah grabbed him and brought him in, and we nursed him back to health and got him going good. And then we, she stopped at the one of the animal shelters for something, asked him some questions. And that's when she saw Sigrun, and it's just like, oh, she's going home with us. So I've got one that's like 9 years old, and one that's like 2, and then Sigrun is coming up on a year or just past it. And yeah, they've all got their different personalities too. Valkyrie's pretty laid back, pretty chill, unless you wad up a receipt or another piece of paper, then she plays fetch. Odin goes absolutely nuts over feather wands and laser pointers. Sigrun is just this huge cuddle bug. She wants all the attention all the time.
Well, we have one cat, and that's Teeny. And she is 12. 12, because we got her in 2014. And she's a thick girl. You know, I call her my little furry football, but that's my wife's cat. She was feral, and when we got her, she was pregnant, and we gave away all the babies because she couldn't take care of them. And my daughter had hazelnut, or potato, as she called her. She was long and skinny, and she passed away last week at 17.
Sorry to hear that. That's always hard when that happens. But, 17, good long life. Because it's been since before we got Sigrun, or not Sigrun, before we got Valkyrie, that I had to put Taz down. He had issues with his thyroid and stuff like that, and he was 16 years old. So he had himself a good long life, too.
Yeah, Hazel, we got Hazel when she was a kitten. She was maybe, she was a dumpster kitty. That's when we got her. She was living behind a dumpster, and she was a baby, and my daughter had her entire life, you know, since like maybe 5, 6 weeks old, and yeah, and so my daughter's 29 now, so that gives you an idea of how long we had her, and she was the most laid-back kitten ever. I mean, you could pick her up, she stretches all out, she takes a shower with my daughter. And she'd come and curl up. I mean, I can wrap her around like a mink stole on my neck. She'd just lay there all day. And you can tip her upside down. And the vets loved her because she was just so laid back. You tell her to sit, stay. She literally would sit, stay. My daughter taught her all these tricks. It was funny. And, yeah, it was renal failure. Her kidneys gave out. And so she had no other choice.
Yeah, that's a common issue with cats. But again, had a good long life. 17 years, pretty good run for a cat. It really is.
Yep, she was a good kitty. We're not getting another one, though. My daughter's working on moving out eventually one day. You know, so now that she had to put her 7-year-old cat down, she had to put her 12-year-old goat down the week prior, so that hit her hard as well.
Yeah, like I said, it always does. And you remember every one of them for the rest of your life, too. Even if they weren't really yours, they were someone else's that you were living with, stuff like that. It's still part of your family, and you end up remembering them for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. All our animals were weird. I mean, even our fish. We had a fish. His name was a black Moor. We got him as a little baby, and his name was Moby. And he was the only fish that he loved to be petted. So when I cleaned out his the tank, he would swim over there and just like float down in my hand. I'd sit there and just, I would give him bitchy scritches, you know, rub behind his eyes and his fins and everything else like that. He loved it. He was a goofball.
I have never heard of a fish doing that. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. NACAF.
NACAF, Joe. Yeah, then we had two parakeets. We had Gonzo and Snowcone. Gonzo was our first. And he would hang upside down from the top of his cage and just squawk. And, I mean, he was like, you know, the Muppet Gonzo. Just hang around and do crazy stuff. That's how he got his name. And then Snowcone was his girlfriend, and she used to sit there and squawk at him all the time, and he would just sit there and listen to it like whole life. He'd close his eyes or turn his back on her, and she would squawk at him all louder. You know, so she was goofy, too.
And that's another one of the reasons that we keep them around, because of all the antics and whatnot. They're like eternal children, and you can always play with them.
KKK Joe. Crap, I said that a lot of times. Oh, yeah. We had three fish. And one was Moby, the other one was Clown, the other one was Lemonade because it was yellow. And they're all, you know, fancy goldfish because that's all that, you know, that's all. Blackmore is a fancy goldfish. It's just got big bull eyes. We had two parakeets, two guinea pigs, three hams. I mean, we just kept getting everything, you know. Fish, birds, and guinea pigs, two cats, basically four dogs, two goats, and a horse.
So basically you live on a farm.
No, that's Wyatt. He lives on a farm. He's got turkeys and pigs and chickens and goats. He's got a baby goat that's just a little rock in the house kind of thing. I think he has a horse. I'm not too sure. I was at his house. He's got a farm.
Yeah, my lady Anna, she's got a farm a couple hours west of here. She's got 240 acres up that way that basically let somebody else farm it as long as he pays the taxes and shares a little bit of the profits with him. But I also have an old high school friend who is not too far away from you, actually.
Well,
Richmond. It's a place called Red Tails Equestrian Acres.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I lost you there. I saw your call come up. Dead silence. No audio whatsoever. All right, Tom. You have yourself a good evening. Glad you made it home safe. And hope you have a good day tomorrow, too. With that, I'm going to say 73 and clear out. NHCAF.
Can you take it? Yell clear.